I thought today we might offer some support for DEI, as it's often called. These principles have been in the news lately, and not always in a positive way. These just aren't modern ideas. The values of respect and fairness and belonging, you'll find them in the world's great religions and in humanist philosophy as well. They remind us of something simple but profound. Everyone matters. Lately, we've seen a growing pushback against DEI in business and in government. This is especially true in the US, but it is spreading like a virus. And when faced with this kind of backlash, we need to reflect on the importance of DEI. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. These principles aren't just for the workplace. They belong in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our communities. And we have to ask ourselves, what kind of society would we become if we let go of these values? Regardless of the fashion of the day, the politics of the moment, we each carry a responsibility to work for fairness, to uphold dignity, and to make space for everyone. And just look at the alternatives. Sameness, inequity, exclusion. They don't even sound right. Sameness, inequity, and exclusion have nothing to offer us, nothing to inspire us. They stand in opposition to what so many faiths encourage us to do and to be. Let's begin with diversity. Humanists hold that every person has inherent worth and deserves equal treatment, regardless of race, gender, sexual orientation, or cultural background. In Christianity, St. Paul wrote to the Galatians, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. This reminds us spiritual community isn't built on sameness. Spiritual community is built on oneness. In Judaism, we are commanded, love your neighbor as yourself. In Hinduism, we find this wisdom, the one who sees all beings in the self and the self in all beings never turns away. In Buddhism, we are taught metta, loving kindness without limit, no exceptions. Just as a mother protects her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings. In Sikhism, all are equal, every person, regardless of gender, race, class, disability or wealth, is to be treated with respect and dignity. And the Baha'i tradition puts it like this, the earth is but one country and mankind its citizens. These teachings offer a vision of a world where diversity is celebrated, a society where no one is inferior, where all are treated fairly. Not because of what they can contribute, but simply because they are human. There was a time when this country was overwhelmingly white and predominantly Roman Catholic. Now, there's no problem with being white, no problem with being Catholic. But for many of us who grew up in that time, there was a boring sameness about this place. If you saw a person of colour, you assumed they were a tourist or a student from overseas. This has changed. Ireland has been transformed. It's now a multicultural, multi-religious, multi-ethnic community. Sameness has given way to diversity, on the surface at least. But it's up to all of us to make sure diversity is celebrated, not just tolerated, and especially not just feared. We must stand up for the principle of diversity. Now, the next of the three objects are equity. Nelson Mandela reminds us, inequity is man-made. Therefore, it can be overcome and eradicated by the actions of human beings. Inequity doesn't arise on its own. It always has a cause. It can stem from historical exclusions, from social bias, the us and them attitude, or from systemic disadvantage. If you're born into poverty, you are less likely to reach third-level education. If you're born into wealth, you might still fail, But you've had a head start, and that's a chance many people never get. There's racial inequality as well. It results from generations of discrimination. It shapes wealth, housing, jobs, and the ability to improve one's life. And gender inequity still exists. There's so much to be done in that area. And what about economic inequity? This is growing at a rate never seen before. The very rich are getting richer, while the poor struggle to access even the basics. In 1965, the average CEO earned 21 times what the average worker earned. 21 times. By 2023, the number 21 had become 290. 1965, 21 times. 2023, 290 times. This inequity breeds resentment, and it plants the seeds of extremism. We're seeing this happening in many places. John F. Kennedy, in his inaugural address back in 1961, said, "If a free society cannot help the many who are poor, it cannot save the few who are rich." And today, we might add, even if the rich barricade themselves into bunkers. Some tech billionaires are doing exactly that, buying bunkers, hiring private armies, preparing for collapse. They're welcome to their bunkers because no one can live comfortably for long in a black hole. But it doesn't have to be this way. If we bring fairness into our systems, real equity, we can unleash a reservoir of goodwill from which everyone benefits. We need to resist systems that produce inequity, and we have to stand up for the rights of the weak. And now to the third principle, inclusion. Ask yourself, who among us could possibly argue that inclusion is a bad thing? The Oxford Dictionary defines inclusion as the action or state of including or of being included within a group or structure, and the practice of providing equal access to opportunities and resources for people who might otherwise be excluded. Inclusion can't remain an abstract ideal, a nice word in a policy document, something to aim for someday. Promoting inclusion is a responsibility we all share, so we have to challenge exclusion whenever we see it. Our task is to build bridges and tear down walls. And why is this? Because when people are included, they feel seen and respected and empowered. And when people are excluded, they feel small, they feel invisible and unheeded. Their talent and all their potential is lost. Exclusion breeds bitterness. Exclusion divides people. It hampers progress. And even if people are unmoved by the moral argument, the fact is exclusion is economically and socially destructive. DEI was created because marginalised communities have not always had equal opportunities or jobs or felt a sense of belonging. But today the ideals of diversity, equity and inclusion are under threat. Now there's no need to tell you who said this. We will terminate every diversity, equity and inclusion programme across the entire federal government. So we have a choice. We must choose between DEI and its alternatives. Sameness, inequity and exclusion. Where do we stand? Some institutions say DEI is a waste of time, a distraction. But they are wrong. They are so wrong. A diverse group of people working together in harmony will always achieve more than people working alone. And we know that the penny will drop, common sense will prevail, and economics will catch up eventually. But we can't afford to wait. We can't sit back waiting for the tide to turn. We know what's right and what's wrong. We know what's just and what's unjust. We must choose what's right and just, not someday, but now, today. Diversity, equity and inclusion are right principles, but now they're falling out of fashion. So in every way we can, every day, we should support them and stand up for them and for the better world that they can help bring about for all of us. Amen.